Kind of want to sing a little Frank Sinatra and say, regrets, I've had a few.
Oh, boy.
But we're talking a little bit about some trends that people have, that things people are doing that maybe you're guilty of doing as well, that in a decade, we wonder if you will be like, oh, my God, what was I thinking? And some of them that are kind of obvious are like putting your whole life on the internet. That may come back to bite you sometime.
Yeah, someone might see it, you're applying for a job, and they see that picture where you're passed out with the
marker
word
drawn on your face. They talk about things like, which this I'm not that familiar with, the broccoli haircut. Do you know about the broccoli haircut?
Well, I did a little Googling, and it's that kind of, it's kind of like a mop top haircut. Like,
okay.
Gen Z, it's like all curly on the, it's like a serious curly top haircut.
All right. There's things like buying cyber trucks. We'll see. I mean, they do seem kind of dumb now. But you were kind of thinking back, Kitty.
Well, I thought, what trends did I get in on, like in the 80s that I regret now? And I guess I don't really regret any of my fashion choices. I do look at the old pictures and think, my, that's an interesting choice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you still have some of them in your closet.
No. Like some of the like outfits I wore with leggings in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Even into the 90s, those stirrup pants.
Oh, yeah, you know, the stirrups.
But and some hairstyles. I remember doing that thing where you crimp your hair.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
I've got some pictures of that, but I think my Kevin Cronin Ario Speedwagon perm was an interesting choice. There's a picture of me where I'm wearing like a, I don't know, I look like I'm getting ready to be in a video on MTV because I've got the Kevin Cronin perm. It's not a mullet, but it, because it's not short in the back.
Right. But long in the back.
But yeah, long, yeah, whatever.
Business in the front, party in the back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See, I can't remember. Anyway, I refuse to agree that it's a mullet. Anyway, I was wearing like silk balloon pants and a button-down white shirt with a tie that my dad would have to tie for me because I didn't know how to do it.
That is something else.
Yeah.
That sounds
and
good.
I think it's hilarious, but I don't
regret it.
I thought
that much?
It was pretty styling at the time, and I'm sure it was.
Do you remember? I feel like there was a trend, maybe this was just guys did it, or maybe just in my school, where there was the have a long sleeve shirt, but you have a t-shirt underneath, but the t-shirt has cool stuff on it, so you wear the long sleeve shirt open to like display your t-shirt.
That's just, you're just wearing it because it's too cold for just a t-shirt. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, do people still do that? Like display it? Like it would be like, you know, I couldn't get the felt name on the back.
You wouldn't button it and tuck it in, would you?
Well, if you just wear, you could just wear a normal t-shirt underneath, but you want to like display your, I don't know. That was, I just remember displaying.
I think the long sleeve t-shirt with the short sleeve t-shirt over the top.
Oh, yeah.
Is an interesting choice, but sometimes it's just too cold here and you want to wear that t-shirt.